Sunny News with Jake.
Thank you, Mido. Here's Mido.
Raising Cane's and Josh Deshaun.
Fuck. Have two different dog news stories for you. In Terrell, Texas, home of Willie Beeman, I believe, right? That's where he played?
Yep.
Police are asking for help finding a dog who attacked several children at a bus stop. Now let's go around the room and guess the breed of the dog, everyone.
Standard poodle.
Yeah, got your
pit
down?
Bull.
Okay, Mr. Worldwide.
You know, that's just like you to always speak negatively about pit bulls.
I'm going to text Mino that
where's all the
your
good
take
stories
on pit bulls is bad.
Me?
Mine?
I'm going to text Mino that Bob's take on
pit
bulls.
Yeah, Bob's take is bad. Mine is that there are a lot of pit bulls that haven't attacked children today. Like over 90% of pit bulls
right
have not eaten a child today. So why do we focus
Dan
on
that his pit bull take is terrible?
Why are we focusing on the few that are killing kids?
Accidentally.
Well, they didn't kill a kid, right? See?
No, but several were taken to the hospital with minor injuries.
Back in my day, we were toughened up by pit bull attacks at the bus stop. Nowadays, the liberal left has put them in their crosshairs.
Did you guys have... I guess I don't really know too much about how close you were to your neighbors geographically, like actually physically where you lived, but did you have a neighborhood bad dog? Because we definitely had a dog that every time you walk by the house, you're like, I bet he could get through that fence.
Like a mean dog?
Yeah.
Okay, like, ours was the neighborhood bad dog in the sense that we would not keep him tied up.
Right.
And he was not fixed.
Right.
So he would be at every... He would camp,
wild boy.
He would camp out under like somebody's deck for like a week.
Yeah.
Every time they let their dog out, he would just mount her.
Scheming.
And then... Again, I'm going to blame my mom because I was a kid. I was a smart-mouthed teenager that would not care if you told me that I should keep my dog locked up. I'd be like, why? Why don't you just keep your dog locked up? It's your dog that she's all wearing that short skirt, right? Showing her leg. My dog's just
well,
a girl.
Huh?
But it's a terrible thing. That was a terrible thing for me to do. But I'll blame my mom.
Yeah, it was usually people.
What was your role in this?
And my broken home. I just remember the neighbor coming over, like, furious. It was a dude. It was like a kid.
But I'm saying, you had the girl dog or the dude dog?
I had the guy dog.
And your dog was...
He was not fixed, and he would... When he sniffed it out, you know,
okay,
they know if a girl is in heat. And he impregnated more than one dog in our neighborhood.
And yeah,
Sean Kemp.
And we would let him just run. We would let him run through the whole neighborhood. It was terrible.
Antonio Cromartie dog?
Yeah, there was no fences in the north.
See, I actually learned that last week.
I've heard you talking about that.
Yeah, it didn't have
fences. In the north, there was no fences. Not a little fence. Not, like,
I agree.
When you first visited here, were you stunned? Like, wow, there's a fence on every house.
A huge part of our house shopping was to try to find houses that didn't have fences and didn't have neighborhoods, you know, with that, because it reminded us of where we wanted to be, I guess. I don't know.
This came up recently because TC reminded me that where he was growing up on a golf course, all the other kids who lived on it could hop over the fence and get where they needed to go, but TC couldn't make it over the fence, so he had to take like a 10 times longer route to get to where they all played and hung out. He couldn't quite inch over the fence.
So you're saying this isn't a fence height issue, it's an athleticism issue?
I think it's both. It's
my
combo,
neighborhood,
yeah.
Though, you could run through 50 backyards in a row.
That is insane.
There was not one fence.
That's why.
That's how Ferris Bueller happens.
That's how TC got good at running miles, is he just had to run around the fence.
Right.
I was going to suggest to TC that he takes up pole vaulting and then just kind of fire right over the fence.
Well, so this dog, police are asking for help, which probably just results in several people reporting that they saw a brown pit bull. And how do you, I mean, that seems really hard to me to just identify, yeah, it was this dog. You know, like, you have DNA evidence. Dog's probably going to skate on this, you know?
Was the dog wearing a GoPro? They should make pit bulls wear them like cops.
Would you watch that live feed? Is it, you can toggle around?
The pit bull GoPro?
Hey, let's check in with Dak Prescott's dogs as they attack someone in the backyard. Another dog story, and this one is way sadder and weirder. A healthy dog, Emma, a Shih Tzu mix.
Shih Tzu.
Was, or it arrived at the Chesterfield County Animal Shelter in Chesterfield, Virginia. This happened back in March, but it's just now being reported. Her owner had died just a few days earlier. The owner's wishes in their will were to have the dog euthanized and cremated so that its ashes could be buried with it. Healthy dog.
Oh, no.
The animal shelter was repeatedly calling the executor of the owner's estate, saying, we could definitely get this dog a home, like, right away. This is a dog that anybody would want. Like I said, it's healthy, easily find a home for and rehome. And the people in charge of the will said, no, that's not what we're doing. We gave it to you to put it down and cremate it and give us the ashes, which they buried with her.
What is the law?
Sounds like the Geronimo thing I was telling you guys.
What?
When an Indian dies, they kill his horse and his dog and bury it with him. So in the next life, he's got his horse and his dog with him.
Yeah. I think...
We can't even fix the horse's bone.
I feel like that was a long time ago, and they did a lot of stuff that we wouldn't do now.
Just saying.
But what is the law concerning what you're allowed to ask for that people can't deny? Like, what if she said, I want the dog put in the coffin with me alive?
Yeah. I'm not
sure.
And
then buried. Do they say, well, I mean, it's in the will. What can you do?
Yeah, well,
I want my ex-husband murdered.
Yeah.
Buried.
Because that is an illegal thing. Well, is it not illegal to put down a healthy dog? I suppose it's not. If you own the dog, can you just go to the vet and say...
That must be the case.
I like dogs that are between 0 and 5 years old. You know, they lose their cuteness after a couple years.
Because if not, you could just do bits in your will, right? Where you're,
right.
You got a team of lawyers in there, and you're like, first, I'm going to need all of you to put these dresses on as you read my will.
Right.
Now, because I said so.
I want you to throw a...
I'm speaking from the afterlife.
Throw a watermelon off the top of a Reunion Tower. And then inside that watermelon, it will reveal who gets my vast fortune.
I want you to just keep playing poker and smoking pot around my dead body.
Actually,
as if you're a former NBA innovator and head coach.
Drop my dog off for Union Tower.
Oh, jeez.
Kind of have a snow shovel down there so you can kind of scrape it up, and then I want that in my coffin with me.
So this is a really messy legal issue because apparently states regulate cemeteries, and so where you live determines whether or not it's legal to be buried with your pet. Some states just say... This is separate from the can you euthanize a healthy dog, but they tell you you can't be buried with it.
Why?
Cemetery law. I don't know. Different states.
Cemetery law.
Yeah, it's very confusing. No one knows.
probably don't want dog ghosts.
That's true, too.
That's why?
Certain ones. Yeah.
Well, then you have to launch.
It's a sweet little poodle dog ghost.
Then you have to launch Dan into Lake Grapevine along with his cat.
The terrible.
Can I be buried in Grape Lakevine?
Pit bull would haunt you.
You said Grape Lakevine, which was perfect.
I think you could also have a tough time finding a vet to go along with it.
I would hope.
Like, they could just say no, I think.
So your stance is you would hope that the vet wasn't, like, rubbing his hands together all
excited. Yeah, like, all excited, like, awesome.
And then finally, I know this is something that we've talked about.
Like, he gets pissed whenever they find an adoptive home for one of the dogs. Damn, I was so close.
You know, there was that story I told you guys a few years ago, right whenever we moved into our new neighborhood, the first vet that we went to, which was down the street and very highly reviewed. About 3 months later, they were busted as part of a massive sting where they were keeping dogs that had been turned over for euthanization alive for lab testing.
Ooh.
Whoa.
And a employee sort of went
busted him,
rogue, man. And called a family and said, hey, your dog that you dropped off 5 months ago and that you think is gone, it's here in a cage. And they did like a stealth operation and broke the dog out and found all manner of... crazy, crazy health violations. And
they had a half monkey, half dog.
And yeah, I'd been there before, just a few months before the story, and thought, man, that's,
well,
I have a vet ran anyways, but.
Good thing we don't care about dogs.
I kind of.
But you do.
Oh.
I kind of think they,
damn it.
Not any particular vet. Just kind of feel like the vet in general might be a little bit of a scam. How about that?
I kind of agree with
you. How about that?
Yeah, in what way?
Yeah, I just, you know, whenever they told me this dog clearly has two torn ACLs and needs both of them repaired for four grand a pop. And I'm like, well, I mean, she walks around fine for half an hour with me every day.
She's Did they not- give it Tommy John?
She comes back like...
Faster than before?
But you, they put you in a position...
She can attack more babies than ever.
Where you feel bad saying no.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very emotional transaction also, like, without the communication skills of a person.
Have you ever had the discussion with your wife? Like, they were there, they were sick, and what if they said, this operation, fair chance that he lives, but it's $5,000.
Right, you have to have a number.
But your dog is 10.
Yeah.
And you're looking at two more years, or you see a decline in your dog already. Yeah,
I mean, I straight up told... And she agreed, look, we're not paying $8,000 to have this slight limp that this dog has to go away. And then it went away a few months later with some different types of therapy that were 20 times less costly.
Isn't everything a scam, fine. Though, Jake? Aren't we all, everybody's trying to get their buck?
Book.
No, buck. Dollar. Buck. Like a dollar.
All right. Well, then, yes, I agree. And there's your news.
Turtle cat.
What? They created Turtle Cat from the experiments. They had a turtle. All right. It is...
Sports time.
No.
No.
Sorry. It's 86 degrees in Plano. And up next, quarterback talk? Dak Prescott talk? Again? Is he going to be a Cowboy this year? Next.